My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this coming January 26 begins a series of one-night youth conference at St. Michael, which is called the Impact Nights, and all our youths of the diocese are invited. From the youth grade 7 to 12. You can register at www.access52.com/events. And that night, my dear brothers and sisters, the conference has a special guest who will be coming from Chino, California, by the name of Tony Melendez. Who is Tony Melendez? Why is he special? My dear brothers and sisters, Tony was born without arms. He received national publicity by playing the guitar with his feet for Pope John Paul II during the Holy Father's visit to Los Angeles several years ago. And the Pope was so moved by Tony's faith and courage that he left the stage, wrapped his arms around Tony's armless body, and kissed him. Ever since that moment, Tony's life has changed drastically. He has been invited to play for audiences across the United States and Canada. He has appeared on national television. He's now recording music. My dear brothers and sisters, Tony's victory over his handicap and this new celebrity status have cast him into the role of being a spokesman for handicapped people. He said, "It's scary, very scary. It's something I have to pray over. I figure God's during this time for some reason. He's got some special mission for me." My dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to think that Tony's story is an epiphany story. It is a story of someone who lights up the darkness of our world, the way the Star of Bethlehem lit up the darkness of the ancient world for the three wise men. Tony's deep faith and courage are a modern star of poor people in the darkness. People are attracted to Tony's faith the way the wise men were attracted to the light of the star. Tony's story makes an important point. If people today are to find their way through the spiritual darkness of the world to the infant lying in the manger, it will have to be through the faith and example of people like Tony. For their faith and example speak more eloquently to most people than do homilies, preach in churches. For they speak not only to the mind, but also to the heart. Furthermore, they also reach people who have stopped going to church. And this brings us to the practical application of all this to our own lives. My dear brothers and sisters, each of us in this church, without exemption, is handicapped to some extent. We all have something that causes us pain, something we wish we did not have, something we wish we could get rid of. Maybe it's a family situation that is terribly painful. Maybe it's physical thing like having an allergy or being very short. Maybe it's a spiritual thing like finding it hard to live the way Jesus taught us as we should. Maybe it's finding it hard to pray the way we wish we could. Maybe it's material things like not having enough money to help others the way we'd like to do. We are all handicapped in some extent, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever it is, we have a choice. We can choose to let our handicap defeat us, or we can choose to battle it and defeat it as Tony did. Christmas is a time of hope. The infant lying there in the manger tells us that nothing can defeat us any longer. No handicapped, physical or spiritual, can conquer us. Thanks to the infant lying there in the manger, we have all the grace we need to battle our handicap and defeat it. And if we do our battle with our handicap and defeat it, not only will we win a great personal victory, but we will also become an inspiration to others. We will become a modern star of Bethlehem, lighting the way for other lost travelers. We will become a light shining in the darkness and pointing the way to the infant lying in the manger. So it's up to us. It is our choice. People like Tony can touch our hearts and inspire us. But in the end, it is up to us to imitate them or not. If we choose, we can do it. No one can stop us. That's the message of the Star of Bethlehem. That's the message of the infant lying in the manger. We can do everything we wish. Nothing can stop us. And this is the good news contained in Tony's story. This is the good news contained in today's readings. This is the good news as we celebrate together in today's liturgy. Let me close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, help us open our hearts to the light of the Star of Bethlehem. Help us let it shine through us in such a way that everyone we meet will realize that it's not our light, but your light shining through us. Then we will praise you in the way you love best, by being a living homily that speaks not only to the mind, but also to the heart. Then we will be a modern star pointing the way to Bethlehem. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.